Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
driving home after quitting your job.
What's in the pauses?
Don't make a habit of that. I'll be honest. It's quite annoying.
I'll be honest. I was winging that.
Yeah, not one of us has a show plan in front of us.
Yeah, I don't have a show plan in front of us.
No, I forgot we were doing this podcast.
Yeah, so
I was shutting down the studio.
Yeah, I pulled my headphones out. I was walking out and then podcast. And then you just went, Jim, it's your go. And we do that to each other on occasion.
Yes.
That's the beauty of it.
To force. Yeah. But usually we have a piece of paper where you just pick something and my head went, people drive listen to the podcast, but I can't say that because we do anything driving related. You're driving home. People drive home.
You allowed yourself time to think.
Yeah, so I was trying to buy myself some time.
I mean,
time.
It was seamless. Wouldn't have noticed.
No, absolutely. If you hadn't have given us that peek behind the curtain.
I thought you guys noticed. No?
No, I didn't.
I swear I heard Nate say, hey, don't make that a regular thing.
Yeah, but that was something else.
Oh.
That's the hat. Just the hat.
The hat.
Yeah,
oh,
not
I
into
like
it.
That.
Yeah, no, don't
You're
make it.
You're not a fan of Patagonia?
No, not into it.
Patagonia. What did I call that time?
Kathmandu. I don't know.
I've never heard you call
it. No, you did call it something. I don't remember what it was, though.
Ryan, I had a mate called Ryan Tongia. I think we called it Patongia.
Patongia.
Patongia, yeah.
Oh. You were saying it. It was like passing in conversation. You were just like, oh, yeah, and I was wearing my Patongia. And I was like, sorry, what are you saying?
Patongia. Patongia.
Yeah, Patagonia.
Shout out to Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan Tongia.
What's he up to?
I don't know. He played for PNG.
Did he really?
Papua New Guinea.
Yes, played rugby league for the Kumuls.
Good on him.
I don't know what he's doing now.
Old Ryan.
I think he was at the Gold Coast Titans for a while.
Was he?
Ryan Tongia. Yeah.
Ryan Tongia. Good on him. Maybe listens to the pod.
Might.
Maybe. Send this to him.
No, don't.
It's just me being like, I don't know what my find a friend is. It's more of acquaintance.
Yeah.
Acquaintance. Friend of a friend.
Yeah.
But on the podcast, we do talk about quitting your job. Well, quiet quitting it. Something apparently all Australians are doing. The bare minimum. I'd argue that's what the three of us do.
Yeah.
We do the bare minimum.
Bare min, yeah, don't I reckon. Just... See, even then, I'm shortening words so I don't have to say the whole word. That's how lazy I am. We're doing the bare min.
One of my favourite moments on the show, which you'll hear on the podcast, is Nate's talking about going to movie see Elvis, and then I as a bit, I'm like, I bet you did comedy out loud,
yeah.
And you did.
Absolutely
I didn't even
know. Did. Yeah, absolutely did. Yeah. Oh, it was a perfect line. I thought it would have slayed in a. I made the mistake of going
Gold
to
class.
Lux. Yeah. I made
is Lux Gold Class or is it just a brand thing like you know
Lux,
Kleenex tissues?
Band-Aid.
Lux is the Hoyt's version of Gold Class.
So they can't use Gold Class?
No, because it's copyrighted by the other. What's the other one?
What's Gold Class? Village.
Village. Mm. Copyrighted by the Village Greater Union arm.
Umbrella.
Of cinemas.
Cinemas.
Yeah. Clever from them. See, even outdoor cinemas, the Moonlight Cinemas, they often have gold grass. They're allowed to do that.
Oh, see, that's towing the line.
It's a parody.
Oh.
Is it? Is that what?
I guess so.
I don't know what.
Yeah, I'd give you that.
Yeah,
a parody.
That's how they get away with it. It's like, it's a bit.
Yeah, it's clever. Well, because it's not quite.
No, it isn't.
And it's a different product. Different product.
Oh, you're so right.
Because you're on the grass.
You're on the grass and you're outside.
Is the grass gold?
Yeah.
But
that's
do they
a good
spray
question.
Paint it?
Yeah, that could transfer onto the beanbags.
And your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, imagine that. You've just gone and seen a 3-hour Elvis movie in your new leather pants.
I don't know. Is it controversial? Or I'm not a fan of the outdoor cinema. Is that a...
I think it's a different experience.
I don't remember the last time I went. I know there's issues with, like, projecting too early. So the sun's still up and you, like, can hardly see the movie.
Yeah. I went to one once and it was outdoors. It was early, so I couldn't really see the screen. You can't really hear.
Volume's the big one for me.
Because I was sitting towards the back on beanbags because it's kind of like first in best dress with like,
and also,
where you sit.
Because there's so many people.
Yeah.
Everyone just stands up, walks around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And people on their phones, people kind of like chatting because it's like people are going there to catch up
They're
with friends.
Picnics and people on the beers.
It's not a place you go to watch a movie for the first time. Maybe like a rewatch.
100%.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a good experience. Go and do it.
I enjoyed the experience. It was the first time seeing him. I can't even remember what the movie was.
I don't think it's the best movie viewing experience.
No, have we run out of music?
We have.
That doesn't always happen.
No.
No, it doesn't.
I really didn't think today would be the day that
Especially
happened either.
Because I was like... Driving to home.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Podcast.
And Jim, producer Grace, this is great news for pet owners in Victoria who are overpaying hundreds and hundreds of dollars for their doggy checkup or to get your cats some medication. Because Victoria...
How many you got?
I only got two.
Get your parrot a pill.
I got these.
That's a rooster.
Of course, I have. Yeah, that's Jimmy's rooster.
Cousin of a parrot.
Because Victoria, get this, could soon be introducing pet Medicare. I love this. Or Vetticare is what they're calling it.
Actually?
Yeah, Vetticare.
Oh,
that's not even mine. I wish I could claim it. No, it's theirs. Vetticare, which would see vet visits and emergency treatments for animals subsidised by the Victorian government. This, oh, what did I say?
No, nothing. I'm
just trying to figure out where the cough button was. It's just a real.
How long were we doing this show for?
Panic on her. She was like holding a cough, which button? And then the best bit was she pressed it, leant far away from the mic, and then went.
Just to make sure.
I got in trouble for coughing the other day. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, you didn't want to come in your own time, find the cough button.
You got in trouble the other day because you went.
Yeah,
trying not to do that. You're like, there's a cough button you could have lent away. I tried to do both, but I tried to do it too much.
So, sorry, it was nothing to do with you, mate.
I was
watching that happen.
No, and I am sorry that you had to see that, whatever that was. So the whole thing was proposed by the Animal Justice Party Victoria after news of Australia's vet shortage, which emerged, putting pressure on the veterinary industry. This is also paired with the number of people adopting animals over the pandemic, which has resulted in a lot of stress for clinics and pet owners because more people got pets, hence more demand. Mm. And a lot of money. I mean, Producer Grace is the only pet owner in the Jimmy and A show. I mean, our parents have got dogs, but you actually care for three pets.
I spend so much money on vet bills.
Yeah.
There was one week, I remember, a year or two ago, I had to take my dog to the emergency vet in the space of a week because he'd gotten in a fight with a beagle, and he also took the wrong medication that I gave him. Long story, don't worry about it.
Was that the dog's fault?
No, that was my fault.
He took the wrong medication.
But I ended up spending like $2,500 on my dog in the space of a week, which obviously as a pet owner, like you've got to be willing to do. But
you don't have to be willing, mate.
No, you do.
No, there's that farm that they got it.
He's 16.
He's not. He's 14 and a half.
What are you paying
14
for?
And a half.
You're not going to get much longer out of him.
The new
one.
I want him to be comfortable
You're
and loved.
Bad as my partner Meg.
He's in pain.
He's not.
My partner Meg had Enzo for 16 years. He died like 3 times. And they kept paying to bring
him
back.
Remember when you called me, you thought you killed him?
Oh, I know. Because we went for a walk and he fell off a little, tiny little ledge. And like it laid there. I was like,
oh, goes,
I was like,
how do you bury a dog?
I was like, shit, I've killed the dog.
You were going to hide him.
Yeah. I was going to say he got stolen or something.
No, Nathan.
Anyway, he survived. It was fine.
He was fine.
He was just a, I don't know, a bit fuzzy afterwards. But he was fine. But the point being, they spent thousands keeping alive this dog, which... Look, well,
you say that, but then when you have had a dog, and I have, you pay for it because you love them.
You do.
You do.
And you want to keep them healthy and comfortable.
And how good would this be if they're subsidised as well?
Yeah.
I just imagine them having their own little Pedicare card, you know,
Did you come up with that?
That one I came up with.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I came up with. Pedicare card on their collar, and they just swipe it.
Yeah.
Is it called? What is it called?
Vetticare.
Vetticare.
I actually think Pedicare is better.
Pedicare is better.
Oh, there's some thoughts for you, Victoria Government. So...
Well done.
Petty care.
Petty care just rolls off the tongue a little bit.
100%. Petty care. Mm. Better.
Petty care.
Petty care. Petty
care.
You have a go.
Petty care.
Petty care.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim saw this in the news today. A father of quintuplets. Five kids. Quintuplets. All in one go. Jesus.
I don't think they all.
Pop, pop, pop. Yeah, not all at the same time.
Yeah.
Father of quintuplets has sparked debate online after he posted a picture of him going for a walk with all of his kids, all of them 3 years old, all with those kid backpack leashes. So you would have seen. I see them all the time. I think
everywhere.
I think they're great. He said he has them on these leashes so they don't wander off onto roads, run away, or get lost.
Yeah.
Which I think makes complete sense, especially if you've got five kids.
All
under
same age.
You're 3 years old as well. And when you're 3 years old, mate, they're out looking around. They're interested.
Touching things with their grubby little hands.
Running around, hiding. I think it's a game. Look, he said, and this makes sense to me, he said it's a peace of mind for him and his wife when they're out and about and the kids love it and have fun with them. So apparently the kids are enjoying it too.
Yeah.
But then, as you can imagine, there's people on the other side. There's people on the other side of the fence going, hang on a minute, these are children, not dogs. why do they have leashes? But, well, he's just explained why, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
run away. Hold on to them so you know where they're going.
I don't know. It's hard for me to really get involved because I don't have kids. You know what I mean?
No, so, but you have seen these. You've seen them.
But you've seen kids.
You've seen a kid before?
What is a kid? Very tiny human. I've seen these tiny humans you speak of. No, I don't have kids. So I think it's hard for me to be like, oh, well, if, you know, if I was a parent, and I think my mates who are parents hate nothing more than me ever.
Get involved.
Yeah, because all my mates that I grew up with, they're all, you know, married and kids.
Sure.
And there's just me living.
Left foot, right foot, big fella, you'll get there.
Okay. I messaged him today about playing in a fantasy like league for like English Premier League, and they were like, "We have kids."
Yeah,
and I'm like, well,
"Wake up to yourself."
Yeah, I was like, "I don't." So I want to play.
I have a late night radio show.
I'm busy. So they, I know what they hate. I get involved. So look, but I don't. If and when I did have kids, I wouldn't use the leash.
You wouldn't use the leash. No. So you just let them run free.
Well, I mean,
I guess it depends how many kids you have. If you've got five and you're trying to go for a nice Sunday afternoon stroll, easy way to keep them in check, isn't it?
I don't know. I've just seen people just yank on them. I don't know.
Well,
that. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I'm not a fan of the leash. Yeah, I don't know. It just feels weird. It feels weird.
Producer Grace, you and I were talking about. You're a fan of this too. You like the kid leash.
Fan is a strong word, but anything that will keep my kids safe,
yes,
I'm into that.
I'm a fan of safety.
Grace's children won't be allowed outside.
They will be.
They'll be wrapped in bubble wrap inside.
Within reason.
All right, here we go. I want to do this. 131060, straight up on the phones right now. Does your kid have a leash? Do you have one of these? They're like the lead harness things that you put on your kids. I think they're perfect for like busy areas like Easter shows or if you're traveling in a foreign country.
You didn't have one.
Yeah, exactly. And I would wander all the time and mum and dad would stress out. They would freak out a lot. True story.
I mean, if Grace is pro super into leashes, then I'm the opposite. I'm anti-leash. I'm not into leash.
Because...
I'm unleashed.
We're in Fiji. We're in Fiji once with my auntie and my little cousin, and he was 3 years old, and he went missing. And because we're in a busy street, imagine that in a foreign country. If they're on a lead, very easy.
Don't go overseas. Solved. Next.
Easy question. Don't go overseas. All right. 131060. Parents of Australia, jump on the phones right now. Does your kid have a leash?
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Jim, we're just talking about this father of quintuplets. He sparked a bit of debate online, posted a picture of him going for a walk with all five of his kids, 3 years old, and they all had those kid backpack leashes, and he was holding on to all five of the leashes. The reason why, he says safety, and it helps him and his wife relax when they're out and about so the kids don't go wandering all the time.
I just tie them to a post like a dog, and we can just go inside and have a couple of wines, and they're there when I get back.
Casey. Hi, Casey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're good, Casey. Does your kid have a leash?
Not exactly. So she's all grown up now. Well, not exactly grown up, but nearly.
Yep.
So she had some shoes that I got that had squeakers in them. So if she went too far, I could hear exactly where she was. So, like, for example, shopping centres, things like that.
Good.
But they got to the stage that it just got so annoying. By the end of the day, you had a headache. You had to... She couldn't wear them anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like that. It's still free range. You know what I mean? Get out there.
And you can still you can still hear it. Like, or you put like, what do they put on?
Semi-parenting.
Yeah, what do they put on cows? That little bell. Put a little bell on them. I think that's perfect.
When they go up to birds.
Thank you, Casey. Catherine from Melbourne. Catherine, did your kid have a leash?
Yes, she did for a little bit there. She's now 15, but I do recall... that I did try the backpack thing in the shopping centres for a while. It didn't go down well with her. She would throw a tantrum, but if I didn't do it, like, I seriously could not catch her. And the number of times I used to have to get someone to call her over the speaker or get people to look for her, and I still have that problem to this very day. We have Live 360.
What do you have now?
Live 360 on their mobile. She can track where they are.
Oh, technology.
So what, it's an app, is it, Catherine?
It is, but it's got to be on their phone.
It's got to be on. So they have to agree to it, or you're putting this on illegally?
No, they have to agree to it, but then, if they don't, well, they want money or not?
That's a fair point.
Do they want pocket money?
Do you want your pocket money? Put it on your phone. Bella from Mayfield. Bella, did your kid have a leash?
Well, I used to absolutely cringe at the thought of kids being on leashes.
Mm.
But since having kids, I'm like thinking about it, hey.
How many kids have you got, Bella?
Two.
Two. How old?
Two and four.
Right, two and four. Mm-hmm. So started walking. Are they quicker than you, Bella?
No, I'm pretty fast, but
well, look, Bella, as long as you're quicker than them.
I'm pretty fast, but like they just touch everything and you know.
You thought about just not taking them out, you know what I mean? Just keeping them at home.
I don't know.
Just go ahead and enjoy yourself, Bella, you know what I mean?
Sounds like she's thinking about it. Thank you, Bella. All right, Ruth from Chisholm, wrap things up. Ruth, does your kid have a leash?
He used to. He was a runner. He would just take off like a shot. Like you blink and he was gone. He was so fast. Faster than me. It was hell.
Right, okay, so
But he would turn it into a tug of war game in the end. I couldn't use it anymore. So he would just tug of war.
Oh, so
he loved it.
So it was a lose-lose for you then, Ruth. No lead and he's a runner. And lead, you've got a tug of war on your hands.
Yeah, and he loved it. He loved that tug of war game. He would wear it around the house with you, tug of war in the house with this damn thing.
Became a toy.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so, I mean, look, when he was a runner, Ruth, helpful or not really?
A little bit. I just think about that poor guy with five kids. If one takes runner and he has to go after that kid, what do you do with the other four?
Well,
they all go in all different directions. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
I think it's very sensible.
I said to Bella, just don't leave him at home.
No, time to a tree.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip
Grace. Gossip Grace. Peter. Oh, sorry, Grace.
That's all right.
It's Gossip Grace, Nate. You got to turn her microphone on. Otherwise, there's no gossip.
All grace. Peter has called for Gordon Ramsay's children to disown him after a TikTok video telling lambs he will eat them. there's a bit in this.
Okay.
Celebrity chef has angered fans with a video in which he is seen climbing into a farm enclosure with over 10 small lambs singing, "I'm going to eat you."
I'm going to eat you. Yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first? You.
Oh, Gordon.
Yes. So Peter, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, had the most damning verdict on the video in a statement saying, "Gordon Ramsay is a callous man who makes a fool of himself. Intimidating gentle lambs is loutish, not amusing. What would be funny is if his children went vegan and disowned him."
Gordon Ramsay's vegan.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Is he actually?
Is he? Oh,
no,
know
he's
that.
Not.
He is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he I think he was like...
I knew Pete Evans. Well, he's the only vegan chef I know.
No, he's... What is it? Activated almonds.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's
something else.
Paleo.
Paleo. I get confused. Yeah. There's so many.
No, paleo, you actually eat quite a bit of meat. It's just like unprocessed meat and...
He's just... Yeah, don't give him any more time.
No, don't worry about it.
You're Googling it.
Yeah, I was. I haven't Googled it yet.
Good
Gordon Ramsay, vegan. No, I'm very. I don't like eating lambs because they're very cute. I don't like to eat.
I love lamb.
I can't talk and Google at the same time. You guys talk.
You really struggle with that. Nathan,
I really do.
I thought you'd be really good at that.
Yeah.
He's not vegan, but he loves vegan food.
Right. Okay.
He cooks a lot of vegan stuff. I don't follow him on the TikTok. Look, I mean, the thing that is all these people being outraged about it is, you all eat lamb.
You all eat it.
Yeah.
It's like people. Also, it's like people just discovered where it came from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I grew up on a farm. I made friends with the animals.
Yeah.
And we killed them.
You had to pick them out.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not good. Well, it's not good. I mean, it's not good for little Jimmy. Like, that's not fun.
Well, no, but I guess I got an appreciation for, like, what happens and goes into it. You know what I mean? And there's, like, so many livelihoods. There's so many farms out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Think of the farmers.
I remember the most... The experience I had was when we all three of us went to a paddock to plate restaurant.
Mm. That's right.
And when I met the lambs beforehand and then got served up lamb cutlets, I went,
yeah.
I think.
No, he absolutely did.
What?
Are we going to say you called them Jimmy and Nath?
No. I think you and I filmed a video going up to these lambs going, yummy, yummy, yummy.
You
dinner.
Actually did.
And Grace went, don't post that. So we didn't post it.
It's true. Oh, that happened.
See? And people could have been talking about us, not Gordon Ramsay.
See, where's Gordon Ramsay?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
Jim, an article has come out explaining, get this, why Chewy apparently is the greatest food texture of all time. Chewy. More so than crunchy, slimy, soft, liquidy, rough, smooth, creamy, crumbly, crispy. They're all the other ones. They're saying above all those stands Chewy. Would you like to hear the reasons why they think Chewy? Because I disagree. But
yeah, I'd love to hear it. I just didn't realize there were so many types.
So many. Well, I had to Google those. I couldn't think of them off the top of my head because I was like, what are the other textures?
I'd be worried. We'd need to have a conversation.
I'm not a texture guy.
Big texture guy.
I love a texture. All right, so these are the reasons why the author of the article thinks Chewy's the best. They reckon Chewy makes you work for the food. So, of course, you got to chew it a lot and then and then you swallow it and taste it. So they also said Chewy works well with getting flavour out of food, which I guess is true. Like if you're chewing it, you get more
like
out of it.
I like chewing gum. I don't like chewy things.
No, neither do I. They've said Chewy balances other food textures. For example, like it's so much better to have mash with steak. Because steak is chewy and mash is not.
I don't like a chewy steak. Like a soft steak.
Yeah, exactly. Something easy to eat. Yeah. Chewing, according to science, means you get more nutrients out of your food. You know, like we say you got to chew your food 32 times or whatever it is.
Don't swallow it like a duck.
Thanks, science, for letting us know the benefits.
Great. Producer, can you write that down? Just we got to chew our food, apparently. So
we've all learned something. Have you got a favourite texture? Mine's crunchy, hands down. I love crunchy. I think crunchy's definitely my fave.
I've never thought of it.
Well, think of it now. It's no time like the present, big fella.
I've never thought of it. Think of it now!
It's an opportunity.
Well, I mean, this is my first time hearing it. You've prepared something. I've come in unprepared. I don't think that, to me, you don't have to have a fave. No, the texture doesn't, like, it's all about flavour. Mm. What's the point in something being, like, you know, crunchy if it tastes bloody awful? Because I'm not into those MasterChef shows. I know you used to watch them all the time.
Yeah, I'm not anymore. Now, saturated.
When you were younger, you're a big Julie Goodwin fan.
Younger, like 3 years ago.
No, but they talk about the textures and how that texture complements that texture and stuff. And I'm like, I've never thought about that when I go into a meal. At the end of the day, does it taste good?
Yeah, that's fair enough. The reason I like the crunch is because I feel like it adds more, like a crunchy chip, a crunchy hot chip.
Yeah, but I love chips because I think they taste delicious.
But you don't want a soggy chip, though. You know what I mean?
No, so I grilled tonight, and I believe they have the best chips, right?
Good chips.
Because they also have a mixture. So they had soggy, soft chips, which I like.
Yeah. You like soggy chips?
I love soggy chips.
Really?
I don't want them all to be soggy.
Okay.
I want a mixture. Because I like the soft. I don't like all too much crunch.
You like a range.
I like a range.
Yeah, fair enough.
See, that's my palate. I like a bit of everything.
A little bit of A. Yeah. See, I'm all crunch. Love the crunch.
No, because I feel, chip. I'll be honest, if I feel like I'm eating too many crunchy chips, I don't know, I just feel like...
You're getting less, maybe, because there's less.
No, I honestly feel a bit like... Because I feel like the crunchy ones have been in the deep fryer too long.
That's true.
The soft ones.
They're
just
the dregs, really, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, a couple of crunches are nice. I don't want it all crunchy.
That's right. Here's what I thought I would do. I want to create a little game, Jim. A new game for the show, and it's called What Will Jimmy and Nath Choo Choo Choose?
Choo 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 Choo. What will Jimmy and Nath?
What will they?
Choo 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 Choo. What will Jimmy and Nath choose?
How it works. How good is that?
Bones looked at me.
Audio
Nailed it,
Bones.
Mate. Nailed it.
Well done. That's the first time I've heard that too.
Nailed it.
Well done from Audio Bones. He's on fire today. Here's how it works, Australia. 131060. Jump on the phones right now and eat something for us. It can be absolutely anything. You eat anything for us. You eat it into the phone for us. We have to guess what that is. Just based on your chewing. That's all we have to guess what it is. And the best bit about it, Australia, we get it wrong, you win. It is as easy as that. So if you've got some food around you, something you can eat.
Yes, it's got to be edible.
It's got to be edible.
Don't be like, I got you guys, I'm chewing on my seatbelt.
It's my steering wheel. No, it's got to be food. If you've got some and you want to play the Jimmy and Nath Choo Choo Choose game.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Choo choo choo.
What will Jimmy and Nate?
What will they?
Choo choo choo.
What will Jimmy and Nate choo choo choo? Again, a massive well done to Audio Bones. He's absolutely nailed that. Right, how this works, we just asked 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now and eat something for us. Eat whatever it is. It has to be edible. That is the only rule of this game. And Jim, just based on them eating said thing, based on us listening to that, you and I, we have to guess what it is. We get it wrong, they win.
Yeah, look, there's not many things you and I are good at, Nath, but one thing we are good at is eating.
Oh, God, we know our food, don't
we? You and I have eaten nearly everything. So I don't think we're going to hear anything tonight that we haven't eaten ourselves.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to contestant number one, Kat from Melbourne. Hello, Kat. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Kat. Just want to let you know, congratulations. You are the first ever contestant for What Would Jimmy and A Choose. How do you feel?
I feel pretty honoured.
Yeah, it's good. You should. All right, you've got something you can eat for us there, Kat from Melbourne.
I do.
All right, when you're ready, you take it away. Keep it nice and close to the phone, and then Jimmy and I will both lock in a guess, okay?
All right, no worries.
Over to you.
Could you hear that?
Mm, it's quite soft.
Is there any more of it? Can you go again?
Yeah, I can keep going.
Keep going.
Sounds very like biscuity.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It does sound sort biscuity.
Because she said there's more of it, but is it a one-item thing? You know what I mean?
Oh, you're so right. Now I'm thrown.
She didn't say there's more of them.
Mm, more of it. So is it like a bar?
Like a muesli? It was too... Sounded like I was going to say like some sort of biscuit, like a Peckish or a Jat or a Savoy.
Which one would you like to lock in?
Well, I'm going to lock in the biscuit community.
Okay. Yeah, you can't lock in a whole community.
I am.
Things.
I'm locking in the community.
Okay, you can go.
We can't go brands, okay, mate. Biscuit. We'll be here all day.
Go a biscuit.
I'm going biscuit.
Okay, Jimmy's going to lock in a biscuit. I'm going to lock in a Kit Kat bar. A Kit Kat bar.
Well, I like that you went Kit Kat because, you know, obviously the name Kat, but both of you are wrong. A Eclipse Mint. I prefer to chew mints rather than suck on them. So
You're a psychopath, Kat.
I chew them and then they're gone.
Well, that's thrown us.
Yeah, well, that's unfair. That doesn't count.
Okay,
sorry.
You've got bigger issues to sort out, but you have one. Well done. All right, we're none from one. Jim, Nick from...
No, well, that didn't count. It was like a warm-up.
It's a scratch.
Yeah.
It's a scratch.
As I said, it's going to be food.
Nick.
Because I'll be honest, in my head, I thought, geez, that sounds like a mint or like a chewy or something.
But
and
it
I'm
can't
like,
be.
Yeah, that can't.
Curveball straight away. Mm. Nick from Melbourne. G'day, Nick.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, mate. You got something to eat for us? Something that is food?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay, go ahead for us, Nick.
It's very, very, very quiet. Can you do it a bit louder, Nick? Can you eat some more?
It's very faint, isn't it?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought that sounded like the straw in a frozen Coke, but...
I'm hoping it's not
that. I mean, we
based
food.
On the rules.
I'm going to go...
It sounded wafery to me.
I'm changing my mind now. I'm thinking chippy. I'm going to lock in the chip family.
Okay,
the chip community.
The chip family. Well, then I'm going to lock in a community too, and I'm going to lock in the popcorn community.
Okay.
I think you're right.
I think this is just popcorn, mate.
There's so many flavours these days. There's healthy popcorn.
Well, no, it's still popcorn.
Like,
I'm
salted.
Twisties, Pringles,
oh,
salt, vinegar.
Far.
I want the chip family.
Okay, the chip family and the popcorn community. Nick, are either of those correct?
No, it is a rice paper roll.
Rice paper roll. Notoriously not a very loud food to consume.
That would make sense why it was quite quiet.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, we're not as good at this as I thought we were going to be.
I think this is...
Well, we started this with, we know our food.
We do. That part is still true.
We've got to get one run on the board. Hello, Talia from Melbourne.
Hello.
Talia, you got something to eat for us?
Yeah, I've got something good to eat.
Okay,
yeah.
Is it something that's going to be loud, Talia?
Very loud. Oh. Kind of, yeah.
Okay, because we need you to eat it as loudly as possible. Keep it nice and close to the phone, all right?
Mouth wide open, yep.
Mouth wide open. Go ahead, yep. Eat that for us.
Sounds like she's sucking.
It's got to be chips. No, you hear the bag.
Is that a suck or is it a chew?
No, it's definitely a chew. That's crunch, I reckon. That's crunch, okay. That's definitely crunch.
I don't know. I felt like there was a bit of suck in there as well.
Well, you can go lollipop if you want.
No, I'm thinking, well, what do you suck into? Malteser.
That is a really good one. Well, Producer Grace, you've never sucked in a Malteser.
Why would you suck on a Malteser?
Get the chocolate
off it.
No, then you're just left with the weird little crunchy malt bit.
Yeah, yeah, and then you crunch that.
That's no, that's how everyone eats Maltesers.
That's absolutely wrong. No, we can discuss this another time, but no.
That's how I eat Maltesers. I suck them dry, and then I chew on them. Charlie, is that how you eat Maltesers?
Definitely not, no.
Obviously, I'm wrong.
Okay, I'm going to lock in a chip. I'm going to go with the chip family.
Community?
The chip community.
Yeah.
And Jim's going to go with Maltesers.
No, she's already told me I'm wrong.
Okay. No, she hasn't said that.
Oh,
yeah, she hasn't said that. Talia, the chip community or Maltesers?
None.
Damn. What is it?
It is a bacon and cheese pie from 7-Eleven.
My second guess.
I feel like...
What's wrong, bud? What's wrong?
I actually thought we were going to be really good at this.
I thought we were going to...
I did.
Because the opener made it sound like we were going to be really good. Jimmy, anyway, no, choose.
It's like we'd put some effort in here.
Yeah.
I actually thought, yeah.
Yeah. So, Talia, I'm sorry that we are so bad at this game, but you've won, so well done. Congratulations.
Talia, I think the bigger question is, you know, why aren't more people sucking their Maltesers and then eating them?
Oh, I've got no clue. I'm sucking my pie at the moment, but yeah.
Okay, no, that's sucking.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, apparently more and more Australians are quiet quitting their jobs.
Quiet quitting?
Yes, in a video that's been shared around quite a bit on TikTok, user ZK Chillin has explained.
He's chilling, guys.
What quiet quitting is. So this is his explanation. You're not outright quitting your job, but you're quitting the idea of going above and beyond. You're still performing your general duties.
General duties. Good to see you, sir.
But you're no longer subscribing to the hustle culture mentality that work has to be your life. The reality is it's not, and your worth as a person is not defined by your labour. When you do quiet quit... Oh, this is from someone else, by the way. So this is a separate comment. This is underneath.
Oh, okay.
When you do quiet quit, you realise nothing at work matters, and suddenly all the stress vanishes.
Right, okay. So it's not actually handing in your resignation. It's just quitting... Like, not giving it much.
Yep. Someone else commented, I quiet quit 6 months ago. And guess what? Same pay, same recognition, but I don't do anything. Yeah. It's so great. I have less stress.
Okay.
So it's essentially just doing, like, very basic job description and nothing outside of work hours and not thinking about work outside of hours.
The bare minimum.
Right.
Yeah.
This is perfect timing. Today, I had lunch with a good friend of ours.
I thought you had perfect timing. I've quiet quit this show.
Oh, I'm checking my feet are up, guys. I had lunch with a mate of mine today, mate of ours today, and he is still employed by the same company that he's been with for a while now. And he was working today and he didn't open his laptop once. Did not send an email. Did people calling him, did not answer a call. We did lunch. He came to two house inspections with me to look at places to live. And he goes, mate, I'm just coasting. I'm coasting. I don't care anymore. And I'm so relaxed.
You're a name and shame?
No.
I don't know. I found this wild. I saw so many comments. People just like, yeah, you know, I get in bang on when work starts and I leave bang at 5.
A lot of people are in this boat.
Turn my laptop off at work sometimes. I sleep when I'm at home.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into it. I mean, I think we're all very lucky here at the Jimmy Nath Show because we love our job.
Yes, I was going to say we're all terrible examples because we do the absolute opposite.
Mm. Our work is our life.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
We talk about, you just talked about your life 100%. Today.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be writing off that lunch.
It's a business expense. We're bad examples. So I want to see if anyone's out there. Look, you can be anonymous. 131060, have you quite quit your job?
Yeah.
Are you listening to the show tonight? You can be anonymous. You don't have to say your business if you don't want, but you've just gone, yeah, boys, I quite quit years ago.
Absolutely. Checked out.
Feet are up.
Yeah.
Both up.
You rock up, but there's not much going on.
You're not really doing anything.
The productivity is not there.
Yeah. It's you're cashing them checks and you are not breaking necks.
All right. 131060, quiet quitters of Australia. This is your opportunity. Jump on the phones right now. Give us a buzz. We've got some Batiste dry shampoo packs to give away for instantly refreshed, restyled hair. Anytime, anywhere, you want one of those, 131060, are you a quiet quitter?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
We just asked 131060, have you quiet quit your job? Apparently, this is something more and more Australians are doing. It's just where they rock up and they do the bare minimum. And mentally, they've gone, I don't want to be here. I'm just quitting.
Checked out.
But producer Grace, you're saying most people that have called just for quitting stories.
They're great stories. It's just not quite what we're looking for.
Well, but it's fine because I also think like it's hard to call up and be like, hey, guys, my name's John and I work at Macca's and I don't do anything.
I've checked out.
So yeah. I'm going to happily accept any quitting story.
All right. Michael from Melbourne. G'day, Mike.
Hello. How you going?
Good, Mike. You got a quitting story for us.
Oh, I wouldn't say it was a quitting story. It was like going along with like just working the bare minimum.
So you were a quiet quitter.
Yeah.
So, oh, perfect.
Sorry, just wait, Michael. So, producer Grace, you've lied to us.
No. There are three people there. Two out of three of them are just quitting stories. Michael, I should have explained with more detail. Michael's is quiet quitting.
Okay. So, well, Michael.
So there's a little chat here, and you could have just.
All right. So this is a life hack for any like chef who like has to do prep and stuff like that. Just prep enough for you to cook, and then the rest. The next chef can come in and do the rest. The cleaning, you just leave it up to the kitchen hands who are scared of the chefs. And then you just go, all right, guys, this is a part of your job now. I'm going home. Bye.
Okay, this is phenomenal. Okay, so, Mike, I mean, are you still a chef?
Yeah, I'm still a chef, but most of the time it's just smoke outside, mate.
Oh, I love this. This is great.
Half an hour for a chicken burger? I don't care.
The thing is, Mike, you've put in the hard yards getting to where you are. Mm. Now you're at the top. Yeah. Of course.
It's pretty shit, mate. I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, you earned to be at the top, mate. You gotta flex that muscle, you know what I mean? You deserve it.
Yeah. Hoping my boss is not listening.
Nah, we didn't say where you work, Michael.
Yeah. Unless your boss is in the restaurant now.
I recognize my voice.
Nah, we put a voice effect on.
Yeah, you sound like a squirrel. It's really high.
Right. That's really good.
Thank you, Michael. Samantha from Clyde. Now, Samantha, are you a quiet quitter or did you quit your job?
I quit my job.
Just hard out quit it. Talk us through.
What was that? I missed it.
Yeah, well, I was working in retail, dealing with really horrible customers. I won't say which retail, and they were just terrible. Made me cry one day. Oh. So I thought, stuff this. I waited till after lunch, so I had my full hour of 40 minutes, walked into the office. I said, hey, sorry, I've got to see you. Oh, no, we can't see you now. You've got to make an appointment. I said, no, I'm basically saying shove your job up. And then I left. And you know, I'm one of few words, but when I did leave, I was very vocal.
Oh, good on you, Sam. Round of applause. Good on you, Sam.
Sam, I love the fact you quit after lunch.
Have the smoke go first.
That's how I quit. Yeah,
absolutely. Big Mickey from Sydney. G'day, Mick.
You going?
Well, good, mate. You quit your job?
Yeah, it was many years ago, but I took 4 weeks off from work to go to my honeymoon to LA, Vegas, and then Cancun, Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I got to Vegas, and I was staying at the Luxor Hotel, you know, that big pyramid thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'd just go, you know what, stuff it. So I rang my boss up. I go, hey, mate, you know how I get paid monthly? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, I've taken a month off work. He goes, yeah. He goes, this is my month's notice, mate. I'm quit.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
What am I doing?
You can do your little bit on COVID-19's winter just, Omicron cases.
You know what? It feels like we've just started.
Well, to be fair, we're near the end. We're in the back hour of the show. We've got tomorrow off. You can take your time, bro.
Nate, some good news. Australia may have seen the worst of the now recent wave of COVID-19's Omicron. Omicron?
Omicron.
What did I say?
You Omicron. Always say Omicron or Omicron.
I always think Omicron, assemble.
What's that?
Autobots, assemble.
Is that an Autobot, though, or are you just thinking?
No, isn't. Who's the main Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
Mm. What are you? What's the voice? Isn't that his voice?
Sound like some ABC 2GB. Yes, we're here on the Omicron variant.
See?
Is that right?
Yes, that was right.
Omicron.
So that swept through aged care facilities, strained hospitals. I know Grace, your mum's a nurse.
Yes.
It's been tough in a lot of hospitals around Australia.
It has been very tough. Nurses are doing it tough and they're doing so much work.
Oh, just
like overtime,
it hasn't stopped.
Double time.
Mm. But mum got a badge to say thanks, so that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. Not a raise?
No.
How much is the badge worth?
What does the badge say?
It says COVID-19 health responder.
You're kidding.
No, it does. It does.
Is it metal or anything? Yeah. Or is it plastic?
It is a metal pin, to be fair. So they.
Oh, what are they winning about?
It's like one of those like 18th birthday badges.
No, it's not quite that big. It's not like, look at me.
It's not like a big novelty size.
It's
she
like...
also got a balloon.
And a party hat and a popper. Happy COVID.
It's like one that you would put on like a collar or a tie or something.
Oh, because she's wearing ties all the time.
You might get that.
Yeah.
When your mum kicks the...
She might leave it in the will.
Will, and then you can be like to your kids, your grandmother fought in the COVID wars. No? Wars? No. What is it? COVID?
How are we talking about this?
What?
How will we talk about this?
Like pandemic.
COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah. This is all from the Health Minister, Mark Butler. He said this ahead of a national cabinet meeting, and he was cautiously optimistic that the COVID-19 cases have peaked. He said the data we're seeing right now indicates we might have reached the peak earlier than we expected, which is good news. In recent weeks, Australia had one of the highest infection rates in the developed world. This was exacerbated by the emergence of more infectious strains of Omicron.
Omicron. There's no N after the M.
Omicron.
Omicron.
This
yeah.
may be one of the only situations where it's good to peak early, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, it's an early peak, so now we're over it. You know what I mean?
Other situations.
Yeah.
Well, I peaked early in school, and then it was all downhill for me. You know what I mean?
You peaked in high school.
Oh, mate. Sport-wise, academic-wise.
Looks,
relationships with people, and now I'm just... It's gone to shit, mate. It's gone to shit. Really.
Sorry,
I think you're doing okay. Yes.
I'm sorry I brought this up, Nath.
No, I know. Because I told you, if you dare bring up the pandemic, I'm going to talk about my life.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It is time for the Googler.
No, I'm not playing it after that. What the hell was that?
It's time for Google.
Is that something new you were trying?
What were you trying to do?
You always say need to do things with more energy.
So. Not that. What was that? Was that an accent?
We said more energy, not a funny voice.
What is it, a funny voice?
We don't do characters on the show. No characters, mate.
No.
No characters on the show,
please.
I don't
know who the hell that was. But just say it's time for the Google off.
It's time for the Google off.
Okay, more energy than that, mate.
It's time for
the Google off.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google off.
And here's how the Google off works. I will give you a question on something that happened this week. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you've buzzed in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards. You may scroll, but you cannot click. Are we clear? And it is best of three. Are we clear?
We're clear.
We're clear.
I think Jimmy absolutely wiped the floor with me last time we played this. I think you did really well last time.
Been quite up and down, I'll be honest.
If you want to know the truth, Nath.
Yeah. Tell me. Please do.
I don't have the answer.
You want to know the truth? Go get the podcast, you idiot.
No, it's been one on one off.
Yes,
that's right.
Since we've started late nights, every week it's someone different. And yes, last week we didn't do it. Maybe that was when you were supposed to win.
Oh, so I was back to you again. Oh, no.
All right, question number one. Dominating gossip this week was the allegations that Taylor Swift ranks worst in celeb carbon emissions due to private plane usage. In metric tons, how much carbon dioxide was allegedly emitted from her private plane in 2022?
Oh, no, I wasn't typing.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm taking my time.
Careful, you might swoop in behind you.
All right. Nath.
Jimmy.
Nath.
Okay.
Oh, geez, I only just got that in too. I was too casual. In metric tons, 8,293.54 metric tons.
Brilliant. Yes, correct.
You only just got that.
I know.
And I didn't type anything at the start.
I was too casual. That's a problem. Yeah, you almost snatched it away from me.
And I didn't. I was like, type. I hit enter and I went to say Jimmy.
Yeah, that's your name.
Hey, I've told you, we don't do funny voices on this show. We've learnt that.
It's time for Google off and I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, that's all that right, mate.
Welcome to Shazo and the Dog. Here's the dog. Quick pop.
Come out soon, you can win cash. Cash, cash, cash.
Can we make it back?
Can we stop the music? Were you doing a voice again?
No, I tried to say, can we get back to the Google off, please?
Yes.
That's maybe the worst thing I've ever said.
What was that? Did you panic?
You know what, I didn't want to joke about it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Question number two. Nath sadly swallowed gum by accident for the very first time this week. Who invented the first flavoured chewing gum?
Jimmy.
Oh, that was close. I think Nath got it in.
No!
But no, Nate's got it.
The first flavoured chewing gum was created in the 1860s, guys, in Kentucky by a pharmacist. His name, none other than Mr. John Colgan.
He's done it. Well done.
Also invented Colgate.
I was about to guess that, did he?
Oh, I don't know.
Scrolling down. No, taffy. Also invented taffy.
Well done, Nate. You won.
Oh, is that it? It's over. Well,
we can do the last one.
No, no, do the third. Okay. I like finding things out about the week.
For honour. Okay. Question number three in the Google off. Jimmy brought a story about new research, meaning the male contraceptive pill could be a step closer, to which Nate said, yee-haw.
What did Nate say?
Yee-haw. What stinging plant could be the main ingredient of said male contraceptive pill?
You did say it on the show.
Nate. Oh, Nate, you are on fire today. Yeah. Well done. If you get this, obviously.
Nettles?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it is.
I'd forgotten.
Nettles. And it was your story.
Well, all I remember about that was you going, yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
An Aussie woman who met her now boyfriend online during the COVID pandemic has taken to social media to complain. She's not happy because apparently her boyfriend is getting over 100 erections a day. 100 erections a day.
I wish everyone could see your facial expressions right now.
That was the erection face.
He's never the face do that
you
again.
When you get an erection.
Oh. That's how you know.
And then he makes a different face when it goes down.
No, when it goes down.
It looks like a sad clown.
Deflated. You know those ones at the front of car sales ships?
Yeah, waving inflatable tube men.
Yeah, and then when they go down, that's what it looks like. Look, she said they are random and are happening out in public all the time, happening in the car, at the gym, and also at restaurants. When asked, I love this, the boyfriend simply said, "I'm a very horny person."
Oh, I thought he was going to say sensitive or, I mean, I don't know how it works, but.
Well, take a seat. No, look, as a bloke, this does happen all the time. It used to happen at school a lot more. Of course, when your body's going through the hormones and stuff. I remember at school, we used to call them randos all the time.
Is that a name for them?
Yeah, we used to call them randos.
You'd be like, oh, got a rando.
Sir, I've got to leave the classroom. Why? I got a rando.
No, get up and parade in front of the class. What does that do?
I used to use it to point to things.
I'm so glad. I was like,
show us your working gym. We'll have a look.
So, sir, can I go to the bathroom? Yeah. Is the toilet that way?
You are menaces.
That's how you knocked on the door. I was starting to get into class.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy's here.
Used to banging into things.
Look.
I think I used it once in PE as a bat.
You're not going to believe it. Yeah, we did limbo in class once. And
just a little bit of a peek
behind the curtains.
I very nearly didn't put this on the show plan because I was like, oh, I feel like this is going to go down the garden path a little bit.
Gone up.
And it's done exactly what I was afraid it was going to do.
No, but look, this
would you
is
like,
a...
Well, what would you like to know, Grace, about erections?
They're a normal bodily function.
Do you reckon 100 is a...
I would say it's too many times.
It's Jimmy. I mean, Grace, notoriously, I do get a few.
You're a serial erection haver,
yes. Don't I?
Yes. Just in the office, in the car.
We're
a family, obviously, so we're just
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I show Grace and Nathan, my brother and sister. It's just...
We don't have to show us, mate.
No.
You just yell at duck.
Jimmy brought a tent into the office. Is it a tent over there?
Is it TP day, guys?
You don't control it. It has a mind of its own.
Absolutely.
Like, literally, the blood rushes down there and...
But sometimes you don't know. You don't know why. Like, it could just be... Sometimes... Long car trips always do it for me. Sometimes there's the seatbelt. You know?
Yeah.
Do you ever purposely go over the vibrating things on the side?
Remember we went on that trip together in that little bus and then Nathan and I both had erections.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was great.
Fun team bonding experience.
Well, you're learning, aren't you? You know, a bit of turbulence sometimes in a plane, Jim, isn't it?
Grace had two things to hold. I didn't get anything out.
Yeah, but you wanted to.
Don't get it out, whatever you do.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
For now, though, that's it, Jim.
Yep. End of the show. This is Australia's where we rate the show. Show rating, rate out of 10, give our reasons why. And I thought it was a ripper show. I really enjoyed it, but I have to give it a 1 out of 10.
Yep.
I'm glad we're all on the same page here, because I'm actually going to give it a 0.
0 out of 10. Is that the first ever 0 out of 10?
No,
it's not. Oh, it's not. Not talk about how you rate it when you leave to protect our feelings.
I think we have given it zeros before, unfortunately.
We have. But it was a great show up until Nathan and I talked about our randos.
Yeah.
You had to listen to it.
We actually fell off the wagon a little before that because the Google off was an absolute hot mess.
Honestly,
that was your fault, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying just you two deserve the zeros. I'm wearing the 0 too.
Hey, I didn't say 0. I said 1.
Oh, I'm saying 0.
After 10:30, there was no wagon in sight. It was just us walking along the
road. It was a horse galloping in the distance.
Yeah, very far away from us.
Whose horse is that?
Well, Jimmy's back.
Going down.
Is that going down? Is that a down one?
Oh, sorry. You want an up one, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're excited for the end of the show. It's a 0 out of 10 for
absolute
me.
Zero.
Horrible show. Good fun. Really, really good fun. Mm. Loved every second. 0 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Mm.
Sometimes that happens. You know what I mean?
Can't take it back, though. You know what I mean? It's done now.
It is. It is.
Mm. Should I do just like a sad adios Australia?
Yeah, sad adios.
Yeah, do a hang on. Let me bring that down. So everyone can hear your sadness.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.